Welcome to the Talk Over podcast, a conversational platform for the DJs by the DJs, brought to you by Double and Stylus.
Swag.
Tune in every week to hear us talk about all the things we see, hear and experience as DJs. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel by simply searching Talk Over podcast on either Spotify or Apple Music.
3, 2, 1, and we're in.
3, 2, 1.
This one's now Freestyle Friday. Because we literally 5 minutes ago, I messaged you and was like, yo, should we podcast?
I can't hear my own voice in my headphones.
It's a bit weird. Freestyle Friday episode.
Double's in the kitchen.
I'm sat in my kitchen. Yep, I'm absolutely not prepared for this, actually. Here we go. Here's a topic straight off the bat. How's your first week of Clubhouse experience been?
Yeah, it's been good, man. I've not spoke yet.
Have you not?
Nah, I got shook. I got called out in one the other night.
Did you? What, in a good way, I guess. Someone just offered you to speak.
Yeah, I was waiting. I was in the audience hiding.
Yeah.
And then it was a DJ chat that Donch set it up, actually.
Okay.
The big flop.
Big up, Donch. You just called him the big flop. That's so rude.
The big flop. I was sat in the audience just chilling. Next thing, they're talking about Manny. I think G2 was in there chatting away. Oh, I think Stardust is in here. get him up. Get him up. Next thing, I'm getting pinged. Left, right, and centre. Cable's pinging me. Donch is pinging me. Giovanni's pinging me. Giovanni's messaging me on WhatsApp. He's like, come up, bro. Bro, I got shook.
You didn't do it?
Nah, I didn't, man. I don't know why, because I chat shit for a living. That's what I tweeted. I was like, I literally talk shit for a living. So why am I scared it come up with the little notification? And I was just like...
Pressure in front of a live audience, bro.
Bro, do you know what? Yeah, I got shook, I'm not going to lie.
I think I was...
I got so shook, bro. I felt like I was stepping out on stage. I was like, I can't even... I'm not even sure yet. I spoke to Smooth Fuego. I was like, bro, I'm just scoping out the app for now. Yeah, I'm just feeling it out. Mm-hmm. See how it goes. But I got to say, man, I think it's sick, bro.
It's definitely an interesting one. It's a very interesting format. So
I've been eating sweets, by the way. This is not Mike Professional at all.
I've been on it for about 5 days now, I think. And I've been on it every day. Like, bro, I tell you what, shit is addictive as hell. Like, I can't say I'm not addicted to the other platforms, because I definitely have very detrimental habits when it comes to the other social medias. Like, I spend too much time on Twitter. I spend too much time on Insta.
Don't we all?
But Clubhouse is, bro, that is a next level black hole for time.
Yeah.
It's mental. So I went, my first one was last Tuesday. I always do my food shopping on a Tuesday evening, right? And I usually just take my phone, plug my headphones in, put on my Spotify playlist, and then I just bop around the shop. So I was in the car, and
that man's just got Clubhouse on now.
Bruv, I was in the car listening to Clubhouse on the way to the thing. And this is my first time on it, so I'm just in there listening to the conversations. Wiley was in there, Trillery Banks was in there, SK Vibemaker was in there, who else was in there? Saskiller was in there. Like, loads of people were there, right? All conversating.
Saskiller, you know, that is all fucking...
Osh was in there as well. And I'm just listening.
Wiley's best mate.
Osh, mate, they're like in every single group. Bro, they're in everything.
Nah, you missed it, right? Because Osh is in the chat, and then Wiley didn't know who he was, and Osh started talking.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, we've got Osh in here, the guy who sings My Yeah is Different to Your Yeah or something. He was like, oh, that Osh. Yo, bub, I've always wanted to meet you, family. I was like, Wiley has always wanted to meet Osh.
Oh, he's a funny guy, mate.
Yeah, oh,
but
bro.
Yeah, so anyway, I got to the supermarket and I was just about to get out of my car. I was sat in the car probably for about 10 minutes still listening. So I parked up now and I spent probably about 10 minutes listening to the conversation. When I had headphones, so I don't know why I didn't just get up and bop into the supermarket. Anyway, 10 minutes passed and I realised, shit, I've been sat here for 10 minutes. I need to go and do my shop. I walk into the shop, pick up some fruit and veg, put it in my basket. My phone battery dies. And that's where my whole shopping list is.
Wow.
So I was like, right, I've got to go back out to the car and charge my phone. So I've gone and sat in the car,
freestyle the thing, man.
Oh, mate, no, because I'm very specific with my food shops.
this guy.
Specific ingredients and everything. Anyway, I've gone back to sit in the car, plugged my phone on charge, and obviously opened up Clubhouse. Bruv, 25 minutes later, I'm like, shit, I need to get in and do the shop. It's a proper black hole. But during that conversation, they were talking about Giggs' album, and the particular conversation I was in, they were talking about how Giggs' new album is the worst album he's dropped. And then SK called me out, basically. It was like, Double's in the room. Double, what do you think? So my first two words...
It's not his worst album.
That's another topic. But my first two words on Clubhouse in a room packed with people, and it must have probably been about 300 people in there. My first two words on Clubhouse were, fuck's sake. Because I didn't want to speak, but I got called out, so I was like, oh, fuck's sake, SK, I knew it would be you. Anyway, so yeah, I gave my opinion on it.
I feel like this is like where social media is kind of going. I know they've introduced the audio notes to Twitter and all these other new features that are coming out. Yeah. See what Clubhouse have done, yeah, that has opened up a big can of worms.
But I saw people tweeting about Clubhouse. Like 2 weeks ago, I think it was. 2-3 weeks ago, it started.
And Double was at the back of the line.
It was...
No,
you know what it was?
Man couldn't get in the club, you know.
It was a lot of industry heads, like Twin B, Semtex, Bianca Bray, who I think manages H.
Yeah,
Bianca's H's manager, right?
Yeah.
And so a bunch of industry people, and I just thought, I haven't got time for a new social media app. Personally, I didn't do House Party. I couldn't be bothered with House Party in lockdown.
House Party was dead.
Came and went, gone. And I just thought, you know what? I'm nice with Twitter and Instagram, but I don't know. I actually don't know what the catalyst was to me actually just downloading Clubhouse. Then I got it.
I know.
Sent my number away.
You felt left out, bruv.
No, it even wasn't that, bruv, because I don't care about... Those things don't really bother me, to be honest.
Guy got FOMO.
No, I don't really get that. I get it for, like, nights out and stuff, if everyone's on a night out, but not for apps. I don't get FOMO for apps. So I don't know what the catalyst was. I think I was just bored, and I was like, oh, let me try it. Logged in, signed up, sent my number. They ask for your phone number, don't they? They're on ultimate data collection here.
Yeah, that's mad.
Put my phone number in, pressed enter... And it says, thanks for all your information. You're now in a queue. I'm like, what kind of prestigious, like, West End London app is this? I'm stood in the queue.
I think that's a better way to run it. Because if they open, 100%, if they open this up to the public, say the app's going to die, in my opinion. It'll get so messy. There'll be so many rooms that just talking about...
You know it's going to get that way, right?
Definitely. But that's why they should keep it the way it is. But obviously...
What, exclusive? You're only saying that because you're on the inside now.
Nah, not at all. Like, I just think in general, it depends what they want out the app, innit? If they want to open up to the world, great. But I'm seeing people are already screenshotting conversations and that. And like, bruv, you just can't have anything, innit?
There's going to be a moment...
Man, they're giving gems and people are screen recording it and posting it around. Because obviously there's a few loose tongues on there, innit?
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know, man. I hope they don't kill it, bruv. Like, I'm hearing gems on there every day. I'm the same as you. I keep putting it on in my spare time. The other night I had it on for like 4 or 5 hours. I didn't really speak, but I'm just listening and taking it in. If you find the right rooms, there's pure gems in there, man. I feel like the smaller ones are the better ones as well.
Maybe.
But I've been in some messy rooms, bruv, where it just...
50 people on the stage
talking over everyone's talk just talking over each other, and it's a big dick measuring contest.
That's what I feel like. A bunch of the conversations I've listened to have just been dick swinging, and like I listened to some today. It was like a transatlantic one. There was a bunch of American people in there, a bunch of English people in there.
I think that's dope. That's sick. How that is connecting conversations.
it's cool to do that, but in there was just like this one person talking about, oh yeah, but I've signed this person and they've made $1.2 million this year and da 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 da. And then someone else was like, someone else come on and like, yeah, well, my artist last year made $1.5 million and that's more than dollars.
Well, I made.
I just thought, well, if you lot are out there making so much money, how have you got so much time to be sat on fucking Clubhouse all day long? Like, this is the thing, yeah? Every time I've gone on, no matter what time of day, and trust me, I've been on from 7:30 in the morning. I've logged on in the afternoon, not continuously, but these are the times of days that I've just dipped in and out while I'm just... It seems to have replaced listening to music this week. Do you know what I mean? I've not listened to any new music because I've been listening to Clubhouse, which is a bit weird. But I've been on at 7:30 in the morning. I've been on around lunchtime, so between like 12:30 or 1 o'clock. I've been on about 5 o'clock when I'm cooking dinner. I've been on about 7 or 8 o'clock once I put my son to bed. And Wiley is always there. It's not just Wiley as well. Like, there's other characters, but Wiley's the one that stands out.
I started to think Wiley's got shares on there, bruv, because I'll be in one conversation, then on the next one, and Wiley's in both.
Wiley's there.
I'm like, they're trying to cancel him, yo.
Bruv, here's a conspiracy theory for you. Maybe Wiley created Clubhouse because he can't get on any other social media platforms.
He's back on Twitter.
He's back on Twitter.
Yeah, he liked one of my tweets and that's how I found him. He's under a secret name.
Oh, right, okay. So he's just ghosting on a different profile,
Yeah, he's on there. In fact, can I find him? Because I did follow him.
But, I don't understand if...
Crack City CEO.
Crack City CEO.
It doesn't say it's Wiley, right, but... He's called Wiley CEO or something on Clubhouse.
Yeah.
And then it's the exact same profile pic on the Twitter account. And I tweeted about Wiley always wanting to meet Osh. That account liked it out of nowhere. And his bio's the CEO.
Putting
two and two together. And he's sharing Clubhouse rooms.
This is 100%. This is definitely
That's
Wiley.
That's defo Wiley, innit? So there you go, guys. Go find him.
Crack City CEO. No one reporting him though. Don't snitch. Don't get him taken off of Twitter.
Yeah. Don't snitch on him, man. To be fair,
but
sometimes Wiley's talking sense in these conversations, but then other times I feel like he's just trying to rattle people on purpose. He's a controversial guy, innit? So.
Yeah, he is. But yeah, back to the point. How does everyone have this amount of time to be spending on Clubhouse? They're on all the time.
Well, people are in lockdown still, innit? Not everyone's working. And I think a lot of these conversations we're listening to are like music industry, record label people, A&Rs. Like, these people get to move a little bit more free with the time, innit? So I guess they can just lock it in and out as and when they want to.
So what were they doing?
I agree. I don't have that much time. So, and I'm not no record label exec, or, do you know what I mean? I don't know. I have no idea, bro. But if it's constructive, a man of learning.
Yeah. Yeah, the constructive ones are good. But,
Ramel hosted one the other night, which I thought was a really dope one. And it was about trying to break through into like radio and television.
As a black presenter, was that the one? Black presenters on TV, or is it a different one?
I don't think it was that one. I just remember everyone getting gassed because some American guy come in and he was like a Hollywood producer.
Okay.
Do you remember Keenan and Kel?
That's coming to Netflix soon, apparently.
He was the guy that put that on.
Right, okay.
And he had a list of next level high profile programs that had done well.
Some big
accolades. He was in there just chopping it up with like Ramel and a few of the other, I think Target was in there. A few of the One Extra Cats and that. And it's just mad interesting, bro. Like, I think it's sick how people are just connecting and are just so open. And do you know what? One thing I've seen as well.
Go on.
Everybody's been pretty respectable and, like, holding themselves well in it.
I haven't heard any arguments yet, and I haven't heard any trolls.
Exactly. No beef thing yet. But like yet. I say, if it opens up, bro, you're just going to get man coming in combos. Like, do you think Wiley can jump in conversations if that opens up to the public? You're just going to have bare utes. Like, yes, Wiley.
this is the thing. One thing I noticed, and I tweeted this earlier today, actually, is I've joined two or three different, what are they called? Are they called rooms or conversations or what?
Yeah, just rooms, I think.
So yeah. I joined two or three different rooms because I'm like, right, the title looks pretty cool. Like, the title is definitely something I want to talk about, or at least hear people talking about. So I jumped in, and each time has been absolutely nothing to do with the topic that it's been spoken about. So
yeah, it gets messy. I think
what's happening is, within about 15 minutes of the room opening, they've exhausted the conversation on whatever topic. Mm-hmm. And so many people have come into the room and a conversation has just happened and evolved naturally, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a bit irritating coming in as someone, I want to hear a particular topic, and there's no rewind button because it's live conversation.
True.
And they're onto some next level stuff that I don't really care.
The moderators change about. As well. Like, if a moderator is in charge and leaves, they can pass it on to somebody else. So like different people. And I was in one the other night and it got passed on to some other girl. And at the end, she was like, I'm not even a moderator. Like, whoever was in charge of this room has left.
that's the other thing. I was on one last night and it was, it was a good conversation, actually. It was a great conversation. There was a bunch of DJs, and the topic was, what was the topic now? It was something about showing uni DJs more respect, or do uni DJs get the respect that they're due?
I feel like that conversation only happens in London.
Yes, yeah, there was a
I
bunch
see that.
Of,
I see that all the time.
Guys, there was a bunch of guys from the Midlands in there who were relating to the uni DJs conversation. But actually, that was my point. A lot of the points being brought up about this, there's a London scene, basically, which is all about the university raves, where you've got, mm-hmm. like 30 DJs on the lineup, and there's only a 3-hour long night and stuff like that.
20 minute sets.
But my point, I actually was, someone brought me up onto the, I think they call it the stage in Clubhouse. Someone brought me up onto the stage as a speaker as well. So I accepted, because I just love to run my mouth, bump my gums. I was driving home as well from something last night. And so I was just
How
in
do
the
you
car.
Talk? You have to, like, is there a little mic button that you press and hold and let go?
No, there's a mute button, so you can just push your profile. In the bottom right, sorry, there's a little microphone symbol, and you can push it on to talk and let go, and then your mic's open, and then you can push it off again to mute. So it's real, like, really, really simple, really easy to use, like, very, very, like, extremely user-friendly. But I had the conversation, and, like, people were engaging with what I was saying, and I was engaging with what people were saying. But then I got home, I pulled up on the drive, and obviously the conversation is flowing and there's probably like 20 people involved as speakers. And I was probably sat in the car for about 10, 15 minutes conversating some more and listening to what people were saying. But then it got to like nearly 1 o'clock in the morning. It was a late one for me last night. Got to nearly one in the morning. I was like, I needed to go to bed. But I'm like, I've been speaking. I spoke about 2 minutes ago and now I have to leave. So what's the etiquette here? Like, do I leave
quietly?
Well, exactly. That's the thing. But the conversation was still on something that I had spoken about. So I'm suddenly thinking, like, I don't want to leave. And then everyone just think, because someone's disagreed with me or because someone's not saying what I'm saying, that I'm just like, oh, fuck this conversation. I'm gone.
It's like when you tweet something in it and people read it the wrong way, man.
yeah, I can relate to that. And it's, it's weird. I mean, obviously, I'm probably overanalyzing it at the time. But it was just like, at the time.
No,
I'm
I hear
thinking,
what you're saying. I hear what you're
shit,
saying.
Shit, I need to go to bed because I've got stuff to do tomorrow. I've got like 7 a.m. I'm getting up at the moment. I'm in the gym at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'm 1 o'clock in the morning sat on my drive listening to Clubhouse, speaking to people on Clubhouse. But I didn't want to cut in and be like, all right, guys, I'm going to go now. I'll see you later. Because they're all having a conversation and it's not about me. So it's not like, okay, bye. It's not like being in a room full of actual people in a house. Do you know what I mean? And like, see you later, guys, I'm going now. Like,
no, so, yeah, I hear you. Did you say bye?
No, I didn't. I just cut. I just cut. But I feel like one feature would be like a wave goodbye button. There's a leave quietly function. There could be a wave goodbye button. So like maybe your profile just boom disappears, or a message comes up for everyone, double says goodbye.
Bro, you could just say bye, man. The ones that I've been in, dudes would just be like, y'all got a bounce.
Yeah.
Y'all got a bounce. Yo, guys, I got a bounce.
It wasn't my conversation. I didn't start the conversation. I was only part. I was a small part of a big conversation.
Double Mr. Nice guy over here.
So I didn't want to. I don't know. Just, I feel like
the guy said all this, yeah, and he just cut anyway.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Man, I just cut.
I just thought, but I think like that's one feature that definitely could be introduced. Is like a double wants to leave now. It's not a personal thing. He's got to go to bed. Button. Let's put that button in there.
The one thing I would say about it that I noticed is I feel like some... I'm going to sound like a right negative hater now.
Yeah, go on, hate.
I just feel like there's people on there like talking the most that ain't qualified. If I'm going to be completely honest, like I'm listening to some conversations and I feel like a lot of the people that would provide the real gems aren't speaking.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, there's been some great conversations, but I've locked into some and I'm seeing people hosting these rooms and I'm thinking, how on earth? Like, I can't say nothing because I haven't hosted any rooms, but that's, you know what I mean?
No,
it's definitely going to come, but I'm just going off some of the stuff I tapped into. Like, you got to be careful where you're getting your info from, innit? That's all I'll say.
Yeah, it's a great point because... You're right. Like this, there's been a few conversations already. Like, oh, is Clubhouse going to replace the podcast and stuff? Like, I know you tweeted
I tweeted that. I didn't mean replace our podcast, you big wet.
No, I know it wasn't specifically.
I just
about
meant like, is this like the next evolvement,
the
of
evolution
like, where...
of podcasts?
Yeah, man.
And the thing I think about it is, I don't think so. I think Clubhouse is going to be about for a bit, but. I don't think it could ever replace the podcast, because if you look at like our podcast, for example, or look at Chucky's podcast, or you look at even the other ones that aren't quite as big as ours, like Joe Rogan or Joe Budden's podcast, you know.
Yeah.
And if you look at like, these are people that they're qualified. All the established podcasts are hosted by people that are qualified to talk about what they are talking about, or at least they have a following and an audience that want to hear their opinion on topics. Whereas Clubhouse is just like it's a
free for all.
It's just a free for all, and like someone, there could be a group called How to Get Rich Quick.
Yeah,
by someone who's still living like a housing association building with no money in their bank, and they're just talking about things that they've seen on Twitter. No qualifications, no knowledge on money. They're just talking about, well, I think we should do this. Do you know what I mean? It's a lot of like, it's exactly like you said. In fact, I'm just saying it a really, really long-winded way. There's really underqualified people.
It's going to happen, isn't it? It's whoever's got like, there's people on there that have just got loud voices and love to talk and are setting up the most rooms.
Yeah.
So like, that's great.
Yeah,
that's up to them, innit? I feel the fact that you can't rewind and pause and whatever else is probably one of the other reasons why it won't take over podcasting in general. I just feel like this is an evolvement of social media that's going to take it to a different level in the way people are interacting. It being able to talk through a group online,
yeah,
is through an app in your phone like that, so clean and works like seamlessly, innit?
I'm impressed. I'm impressed with how, actually, I say this, but only because it glitched. The last time it really glitched and the app crashed was the exact same time that I signed up for it. Mad. Literally, I signed up for it. It took my phone number.
It must have been your fault, like, crashed, mate.
It definitely was, bro. I think the developers got so excited that DJ Double had got on board. That was it.
Into Compound Radio, yeah.
Why are you pushing
that?
Why are you pressing that? You're not locked into Compound Radio. It's a talk over podcast.
doesn't work on my end. I can't hear it. Anyway.
Bro, you're so rude.
Sorry, man.
No.
It's Friday night, isn't it? I'm not used to sitting here, bro.
Oh, yeah. It's weird.
This is the future.
This is the future of Friday nights, ladies and gentlemen.
I feel so much more awake.
I do, because I just banged a coffee down literally at the start of this podcast. I put the kettle on, and just because I'm sat in the kitchen, and
yeah, it's going to be a late one tonight, man. I'm in here making content.
Nice.
I'm in here making content for my Instagram.
Good shit.
Podcasting, uploading files, keeping active.
Mm. On Clubhouse. Clubhouse. I don't know. I feel like there's definitely going to be something that happens where the traffic on there becomes less, because people are going to figure out the times of day that they can go on there. Do you know what I mean? Suddenly, I think people at the end of this week are going to realize, shit, I've spent 18 hours a day on Clubhouse.
Yeah, your screen time's about to go through the roof.
Yeah, and I've not got stuff done. Clubhouse has been a bit detrimental to my output this week as well, because I've definitely spent time on Clubhouse distracted when I could have been doing other stuff.
I'll tell you what, bro, see Facebook and all these apps now, yeah, they're going to be sat there just waiting for the wipeout. Whenever any app bangs, the big dogs take them out.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they might buy them out though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Like Twitter, Facebook, whichever. It's hard to say, isn't it, man. But I can just see if this bangs, Facebook and these guys, Twitter and them, man. They don't like it. They don't like it when other apps do well, innit? They start trying to clear out.
Well, of course, because their job is to keep people plugged into their app so that they can put adverts in front of your face.
It would be so easy to incorporate that into Twitter as well. Like just Twitter audio rooms or Twitter rooms or just anything.
100%.
It could be done in a heartbeat.
Without a doubt, Twitter are developing that right now. They've got someone sat 100. There on Friday night, a little geek on his computer, typing in his coding, working out how to make a Twitter audio room stable.
Trust me.
That can rival House Party. I mean, Clubhouse, sorry. What happened to House Party? Did you ever go on House Party?
Nah. I didn't use it.
I didn't bother. I don't hear anyone speaking
more
about
of a kid,
it. But
I feel like that was for kids, man.
Nah, there was a lot of grown folk using it because of lockdown. That was the thing. It was a great way to connect with people because of lockdown. But I downloaded it, and so it kept pushing notifications.
Can
you
have four men in a room, innit?
I don't know. No, I thought it was more. I thought you could do more than that.
Was it? Was it four or six?
I'm not sure. It was six. I didn't actually properly use it, but I did download it. And I remember like a lot of the time, a lot of my contacts, I'd get a ping saying such and such is on House Party. Why don't you join them? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So, yeah. But I mean, I don't know. I don't see anyone talking about House Party anymore. So that died a quick death.
The in thing to do now is to go on Clubhouse, have a conversation, and then go and tweet about it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Talk about it on Twitter. That's the new flex. Go to Clubhouse, have a conversation, and tell everyone on Twitter what happened.
There's definitely FOMO for the people that haven't got on there yet, though.
Yeah, I've had messages, man. Like, oh, Sty, bring me in.
Yeah.
I think you get like one invite.
I didn't know that. So I had someone tweeted me like, send me an invite. So I just did. And then it said, you've got no invites left. Oh,
it comes up when you say, if you've got a contact in your phone that's in the queue waiting to get in, it says. Do you want to bump your friend to the front of the queue? Like, man are cheating it like fucking libertine.
Yeah.
Oh my days, trying to get in the club.
Yeah, no, I've bumped quite a few people to the queue when it says it. I'm just like, yeah, of course. Like, it doesn't cost me anything. Why would I not?
Yeah, Clubhouse anyway. We'll see where I go on in it.
Clubhouse.
I think we should definitely do a talk over Clubhouse room. I feel like that would be sick.
Yeah, this is something actually I was going to suggest, that it would be a great tool instead of replacing podcasts. What I think is it would be a great tool to do like, you know when the reality TV shows like Big Brother and Celebrity Jungle, what's it called? I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Celebrity Jungle.
I couldn't remember what it's called. Celebrity Jungle and Big Brother, when they finish their main shows, they have like an audience panel after show.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And basically, like, I think Clubhouse could be a perfect version of that. So once the episode's out and it's been out a couple of days, jump onto Clubhouse and basically, boom, Clubhouse talk over episode 94, the breakdown or whatever, go in there and people come in and they can open up with their responses. It's almost like a comment section. And okay. That's when the audience then gets involved and you're in there and you can break down and expand on that podcast and get other people's views and have it as an interactive function to a podcast. That is what I think Clubhouse's primary function should... No, not should be. I shouldn't say should, but could be. Like, it could be an amazing place to connect and get other people's opinions and just expand on conversations.
The same way as when we do the Q&As on Instagram, but people can actually talk to us like... properly, yeah. Innit? So 100. it allows people to reach like their listenership in just a more personable way. Like, I think it's dope. Yeah. Like, the amount of DJs that listen into it and the people that we connect with online, and it's everyone's gonna have a voice in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it can add a completely different dimension to it, man. And you don't even like you say, if the room bangs, people ping other man in and it spreads. You know what I mean? It spreads. Like that DJ one the other night started up for like 10-15 DJs. Next minute the room's chocked up, mate.
Yeah.
But it was just good conversation, like, and a lot of people just tweeting about it afterwards, how much like they're missing DJing, and I mean, it's not many people are getting to have these sick conversations with loads of other DJs that are all in the same position right now, you get me? So
yeah, it's very true. I had a bit of an awkward situation on it earlier today. I was listening to a really good conversation. It was so good I actually can't remember what the conversation was about now. But I was listening to a really interesting conversation and then something flashed up on my screen. It was green and I recognized it from other times when I've been like putting the speaker bit. So I just pushed, yep, accept. I don't mind talking on this as well. So I clicked accept. Next thing, it's taken me out of that conversation and put me into a brand new room. Someone's
pinged you from another room.
It was called the D. James room. And it was DJ, big up D. James. He'd just joined Clubhouse and it was like three, I think Walia was in there and I didn't see the other names. And straight away, yeah, just started conversating.
D. James don't rate me, man. Where was my ping, bruv?
No, I don't think it was him that pinged me in.
Where's my ping, Taras?
He was there and he was like, right, I've just started. Like, what happens now? And then, but the awkward thing was, obviously, I'm in there. But then I sort of like, I just had to excuse myself. I was like, fellas, I'm so sorry, but I was actually just listening to another conversation that I was really into.
Oh God.
So I'm actually going to bounce. And yeah, hopefully, what I'm hoping is that people can, I mean, I know like those guys in there will be fine with it and not think I'm a dickhead for doing that. But like, I feel like hopefully a lot of people won't be catching feelings if there's situations like that with other people. Like, oh, he came in our room and saw there was only three people, so he just bounced because he thinks he's too good for our room. Da, da, da. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's kind of like when you go to someone's live and you're the only person.
Oh, mate, you know how often I do that? And you're just like,
oh, hi.
Clicking on stories at the top of Instagram at the same time someone starts a live and then I just accidentally click into their room.
And you have that like special moment where it's just you and him.
It's
alone.
Not a special moment. It's a special, I'm out quick. I'm gone. I don't
think it's going to get like that. It's like quickfire conversation, isn't it? Like people, I can't see people taking it like too seriously, jumping in and out. Mm. Like you just got to kind of get in there, get your gems and move along. Like, I've not even spoken on it yet. So I'm going to wait till we do our thing.
Yeah.
See me.
He's going to lose his virginity on the talkover. Well, then
Smooth was shouting at me, man. He's like, bruv, come and speak. What you playing at? He was like, your voice is valuable. I was like, you don't want me in this conversation. For fuck's sake. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
Besides that, nothing's happened this week, mate.
How can you say nothing's happened? Didn't you get some new toys for the studio?
No.
What, you didn't get the reins?
Oh, yeah. I got them.
Well, I just forgot about the £15,000 setup that Stylus just bought this week, and he just forgot about it. This is how rich this guy is. He's got so much money.
Stylus, look, I've took out my professional lighting up there. Look at that. Jeez. I've stuck them to the wall.
Oh, nice. You got to hide that cable, though. You have to hide the cable. That's a pet hate of mine. Hangy cables.
Yeah, there's cables everywhere. Look at all these cables, man.
Yeah, I couldn't survive, mate. My OCD kicks right off.
So yeah, I've got the reins now. I've gone back. I've gone full circle. Very good addition, actually. And I'm so glad I got him, bruv.
Yeah, welcome back, mate. Welcome back to the passion family.
The passion is back.
Has it helped ignite a new flame?
I've had to learn how to mix again, but you know what it's like. CDJs and vinyl are completely different, innit?
Yeah.
So I'm back in the swing of it now because these are technically controllers. They're super accurate, so you don't really get drift, and if you do, it's by like 0.1 decimal.
Right, so you don't even notice it.
So it's not even enough to send it off, really. But yeah, I'm surprised how well they run, bro. They're super, super crisp. They feel heavy. Like they don't feel like Technics, but they're not far off, man. Mm-hmm. They're not far off at all, bro. Like they're big, sturdy beasts.
Nice.
I just wanted that vinyl feel back. I think I was tweeting about it the other day. I fell out of love with mixing on CDJs.
Because you're on CDJs.
Yeah.
I feel like, for a lot of DJs, they might relate to this as well. It's just not the same using CDJs. It feels like it's not button pushing, but it feels like button pushing because the platter's not moving and like it's just skin on plastic.
It was a slow progression to like me just beginning to hate them.
Yeah,
bit by bit, to the point where I didn't even enjoy turning them on. So like, coming in the studio and having little freestyles, even when we spoke to CJ last week about it, like practice hours and that.
Yeah.
I just got to the point where I can't even be arsed. Because like, I don't know, man. It might be the era we came from in it, but the art was different back then. It was turntables, scratching, hands-on records, all that kind of thing. And I think I lost my way. I moved away from it just for the ease of using CDJs, but I super regret it and getting these reins back. I did think about getting 1210s, but I was like, if I'm going back to turntables, I need to like move forward with it a little bit. Do you know what I mean?
That's the thing. If you're going to buy them, I'm on turntables. I still use 1210s, but that's just because I have 1210s. I've got a shit ton of 1210s. I've got loads of them, bro.
I've got eight pairs of 1210s. So if anyone wants to buy a pair.
Yeah, if anyone wants to buy some 1210s, give me a shout because I could do with the money. But yeah, like, so that's why I use 1210s. If I wasn't using 1210s, I would 100% be on the reins, without a shadow of a doubt. Definitely would be on them. But it's just different, isn't it? But I think using CDJs, and obviously you've put the hours in on the CDJs, so you know now you can scratch and cut and do everything. You know how to use all the functions on the CDJs. Mm-hmm. So I think that benefits you because now you've got like, it's multifaceted, isn't it? You can use other tools rather than just like, I can use CDJs, but I don't like it. And I find it awkward when I play in a club that has them because I'm like, I prefer using decks. I think it's too easy. Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Well, like, I feel like it's just not too, obviously when you're playing in a club, sometimes you want to concentrate on flexing a little bit more, innit?
Yeah.
But with vinyls, you obviously got to concentrate a little bit harder on the mix and like, there's like, I think someone wrote on my first video I put up, like the way you like you slow down the record, you have like a certain like little, you know when you just brush the record,
the little dimples on the side of the thing.
But I feel like with CDJs, it all goes out the window. I just fell out of love with it, bro. I'm not gonna lie, it's that simple. I was away in Dubai and I was like, I can't wait to get home.
Yeah,
my reins are gonna be waiting for me. I sold my CDJs and just done a straight swap. So,
yeah, that's a good shout.
I should have kept them, really, but whatever, innit? Them ones. So, yeah, the Reigns. These are sick, bro.
You got the S11 now as well?
No. I've not got the mixer yet. Not yet. I think I might be getting it for Christmas.
What? You're getting it for Christmas?
I'm selling my S9.
Oh, right. I thought you meant you were getting it for Christmas. Like, your girlfriend loves you, bruv.
You think my missus is buying me that?
That's what it sounded like.
The fuck? You think my
100%.
My missus is getting me a two-bag mixer. I'm selling my S9.
Yeah.
And then for the last couple of weeks, I've just been like sliding a little bit of change away. And then that'll go towards it. And obviously, yeah. Because the way these lots sync together and the reins, like you've got the USB outputs on the back of the S11. Yeah, so everything just plugs straight in. But like this, these output the DVS signal straight from the turntable. through the phonos. Yeah. So you can, so, and there's DVS for like virtual DJ, Traktor, Serato, and you can just flick through the screen for the different signals.
Yeah.
So that, I know the Mark Ones didn't have that. So that there's a few like slight upgrades. I spoke to D James about it, and he was like, "Yeah, you need the Mark Twos, bro. Like the Mark Ones are good, but the few little extra things that they've added to these are sick. You've got like the pitch range 8, 16, whatever on the turntable. There's an instant doubles switch, so you can do that. Like you can flick the instant
from
doubles
the turntable, so you can just
instant
push
doubles
the
button on the deck.
So you can just boom, and it calls the same track from the other side straight over.
In. You can scroll. You don't even have to touch the laptop now. You can do all the tune scrolling on the decks.
Yeah, I've got the, what's it I've got?
I don't use that personally.
I've got the Pioneer. It's like what's in the S9 now, but it's the separate thing. What is it? The PP1. Oh,
yeah, the S. Yeah, I know. I know
SP1
which one you mean.
Or something.
I've
like
never used.
I've
never used any of them things. I don't know the names.
That precedes the S9. That's basically, I think, what they put out before they integrated it into the mixer.
Yeah,
that. There's a twister that you can change the tracks, but I use it for the cues and for the other functions and stuff and loops and that. But I still pick the songs from the laptop because I'm looking at the screen.
See the screen.
So the screen's in front of me, and so it just makes sense to have my fingers in front of me as well instead of my hands over
there. It doesn't feel the same doing it off the deck. I don't think I could get used to it, man. Even the instant doubles, like the button is sick, but I'd rather just do... I'm still doing the keyboard shortcut. I think that'll just come with time though, man, because I'm still getting used to them in it. And I'm probably not going to be playing out with these. These are for studio use.
Don't take them to the club. I think if you're doing a routine or you have a set where you literally, like Westwood, where you literally just start at the top and go down
it's easy then.
That's probably the best way to do it.
100.
I don't know why I called Westwood out for doing that. Tons of DJs doing it, but he's just the one that stood out to me that he has just a set list. But loads of people do it, and loads of DJs, like, if they have set routines, especially like battle DJs and competition DJs. If you're doing that and just clicking down, I imagine it's a real, real useful
it's
function.
It's just the whole leading across the whole of the deck, but you're looking at your screen.
Yeah, that's what I couldn't
get used
to.
I'd rather just go...
Yeah, exactly. And I think, but for us as club DJs, where our sets differ every time, and we're searching for stuff that we might not have in our head straight away, or searching for songs we haven't played for a while, or what's coming next, or lining up the next few records, I don't think it's really a useful feature. Or not for me, anyway.
Well, either way, they're sick, man. They're super sick. So if anyone out there is looking to grab a pair, mate, I would advise...
Do you think
I can vouch for them?
Do you think DJs? There's a bunch of DJs that have been spending money on new equipment.
Yeah.
Like, do you think it's a good idea right now?
Probably not, and I'm guilty of it as well.
I wasn't attacking you personally, mate.
To be fair, for me, like the reason I upgraded is because we're not DJing out. I felt like I was losing the passion for it.
Yeah.
I was like, all I've ever done is been a DJ. Like, I'm not letting this go. I'm not letting everything just go in the bin. Like, I need to get back on my game. And
yeah, but the difference with what you did, though, you did a swap, essentially.
Yeah, pretty much.
You sold your CDJs, and then what you got for your CDJs is what you spent on the reins.
Yeah.
So 100. That kind of doesn't really count because you didn't spend money. I'm talking about, like, There's DJs that have old mixers that are dropping $2,000 on a new S11 mixer.
I've seen pure people grab the S11. Do you know what, bro? I think it goes off people's circumstances, innit? Mm. Like, I don't know. If you're living at home with your rent still, for example, you've probably got a grand or two spare.
You
don't have bills. So, I mean, some people's circumstances are just different, innit? I guess it just depends. Like, if you've got the money, by all means... But yeah, you don't want to be spraying too much, especially if DJing was like your full income and you've not got a backup.
Yeah.
Obviously, be careful in it. But I can't say nothing, bruv, because I've been buying equipment and trying to keep my shit moving in the hope that...
Stylus has been splashing. Stylus was like, I'm just going to buy a whole new studio.
No. I got a business grant, so it's a little bit different for me. Like, I've not spent anything out of my...
pocket. Yeah, that you didn't have beforehand.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, that's the only reason, like, I got what I got. And I didn't really buy too much equipment, really. It was more the podcasting gear, excuse me, than actually just doing up the studio. But I use the gear all the time. I'm using the podcast stuff every other day.
Yeah.
Filming loads of bits. I'm always filming visuals now. And then I've got my production set up, which is more just a side thing, just a hobby. So this is my den, bruv. I had to make sure it was rigged, innit?
Fully rigged.
But so, no, I agree. Some people have got different circumstances, innit? So
yeah, I think you're right about that, because like I've not really splashed. No, I've spent money. I've definitely spent money I shouldn't have spent on kit. So basically what I've bought since the first lockdown began was I bought the phase controllers, the little ones, the Bluetooth ones that sit on the vinyls, which, for me, they were a good purchase. I benefited from them. I've been doing weekly mixes and not had to deal with the dust or any like interference from using real needles on a Serato vinyl. Haven't worn out any of the Serato vinyls. So like,
I think the needle game might be done, bruv, you know.
I think so. Yeah, I think it is now. Unless you're a listener.
Unless you're playing tabletop vinyl player.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. But a
little album on.
Although the drum and bass scene might keep it alive, because I know there's still a lot of drum and bass DJs. And maybe garage. Like, there seems to be a lot of garage being pressed to vinyl at the moment. So it could be them lot. They might keep it alive. But it's definitely not going to be a lucrative business like it was before. I bought a capture card for live streaming that never happened. So I just got a capture card just sat in my studio doing nothing. It's never done anything because I tried to make it work with the laptop and it wouldn't work. So
it's mad when you look back now, isn't it, to the start of lockdown when everyone was streaming and people were trying to figure out
OBS. People were spending hundreds and hundreds of pounds. Even me, like, I think the capture card cost me like £160.
Yeah, bro,
I took it out of the box once. It didn't connect to the computer, so I put it back in the box. And it's just sat there. I should sell it, really, but it's just.
Some money for that, bro. Is it? What did you get the good one of them?
Yes, exact same.
Sick.
The good one. I might use it one day. One day.
Yeah, I'm not really using mine at the minute either, to be fair, because I got this one
instead. Oh, look at him! All this equipment. You have to say which one it is, because don't forget we're audio as well. What is that? It's tiny.
It's a 4K cam link, so it's made by Elgato, but it goes straight into your laptop.
Yeah.
Camera into that end, HDMI, that end into your computer, straight in. And you can do like higher resolutions and 4K and stuff. So if I'm doing like two cameras, one into this,
one into that. How much was that one?
About the same.
You've gone quiet.
It's like £100. And you just HDMI in one end, straight in.
And just go straight into your computer, man. Nice.
I don't think you could do 4K on the HD60.
I'll be honest, I've got no need for 4K recordings at the moment. Anyway.
Yeah, you don't need to. You don't need to. It's stupid.
The other thing I bought, and this was an impulse buy, which I really regret. I found a new DSLR camera on eBay. And it was the same as the one I already have, one of the ones I already have for recording my interviews. So I just bought it and it came, and it turned out it has a 30-minute limit on videos.
Yeah, mine does that.
My other one doesn't.
So, shit, man.
I've got a camera now that I can't, and I've checked all the settings, I've tried all the hacks, I've contacted Panasonic, and they're like, no, you can't, it's got a 30-minute limit. So now I've just spent £500 on a camera.
There's certain ways you can hack. You can hack some cameras. I wouldn't advise it.
I've tried it. No, none of them work.
The only way around doing the 30-minute limit if you have a camera is to record through OBS,
right?
Externally, and then it cuts out the internal recording of your camera, so you can record as long as you want. I don't think the quality will be exactly the same.
Right. Okay. But you can record into OBS through the capture card.
Yes, yeah, so if you just set your capture card up with your camera and then you record off on OBS straight to your computer,
yeah,
it misses out the internal recording on the camera.
Interesting. Oh, that might be worth a try.
Because mine has the 30-minute limit, so when I'm doing interviews and whatnot, if I'm doing anything in here, I'll record on the OBS and not on the camera. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And then when you stop recording, the file will just drop onto your desktop.
Yeah. All right, we've gone well off topic today, by the way.
Yeah, it's minor.
This is minor. This is just
Friday night.
Like,
it's the Friday freestyle.
This is how we do Fridays. This is something I don't like about Clubhouse. If you can see this.
Yeah.
Look, it's just told me a bunch of people that are in a room talking about stuff. It doesn't tell you what they're talking about. I don't want to know this because I'm busy.
Should we jump in now and just start one for Bants?
No, I'm not plugged in and it's all...
You're not plugged in? It's a mobile? No,
I've got my phone here and I won't be able to hear it because I've got this in.
Yeah, after the podcast.
Oh, right. I thought you meant now.
Yeah, right now. Right now while we're live.
No, not right now while we're live. We've gone on to off topic as it is. We can't then go on another platform while we're on a on the podcast.
Two stories.
Your mate H1, best newcomer at the Mobos. Did you see that?
I seen it, man.
Did you see the other winners?
I've not seen them all yet. You know, I taped the highlights on BBC. I might even watch that tonight. Actually, I've seen a few bits online. I've seen bits of the performances. I feel like the quality was a lot higher this year.
Oh mate, like, the quality was really good.
They went in, man. That semi revived the Mobos for me.
No, you know what it is? I think the fact that the nominees, the fact that it was all current and all reputable artists, mm-hmm. and good music definitely revised it. Well, there was a year where they had like Jessie J.
Yeah.
And Sam Smith performing.
Yeah.
And I think they even won. Didn't they even win? Didn't Sam Smith win a Mobo?
Yeah, I think so. I was waiting for people to complain about H getting one because he's white.
You know what? I'm not going to complain about him getting one because he's white, obviously, because I'm white. And I don't think that's the problem, though. I don't think his skin colour is the problem. I think the problem is that H won best newcomer.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, H has been out the gates for 2 years now. And I know.
I don't think he's been in the limelight for 2 years. No way, man.
What was his first song? Come on.
It was the freestyle that he dropped first.
The first song after that
Taste on it.
That was last year's one. He did one straight after Straight Rhymes. Hold on, I want to check his Spotify and see if I can find it. He did an actual song after Straight Rhymes. That was the radio.
I think it's fair to say he's still a newcomer, bro. Like, if you're looking at the last 12 months, 100%.
I wouldn't count H as a newcomer. If we're talking newcomers, I'm talking about people like... hang on, I need to bring the nominees up now.
I was about to say, who else was on that list, though, man? When they were reading them out, I remember saying to the missus, I think I was like, the most popular guy's going to win, innit? Who's like in the commercial limelight the most, which is probably H at the minute.
Yeah, let me.
So it's an easy one to call.
Oh, okay. So I mean, I'm a little bit. I was going to say Shabo. She should be on the list, but like even Loski. Loski's another example.
Shabo was on the list once.
Yeah. She was, but she deserves the best. Like, she's more of a newcomer than H is. If you look at
not banging like H, mate. Shabo's hard, but...
But in terms of newcomers, though... But, okay, so the best newcomers, H, Alakai Harley. Like, if anyone knows me, they know I love
Alakai, then you could say the same. She's not newcomer, fam. I've been rinsing her with him for years.
Not years. No way you've been
rinsing her for
years.
Yeah, it's a couple of years, bro.
See, Alakai... H has hit charts in that, bro. Like, he's out there as a household name.
Yeah, but that's only been in the last year, though.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like... I'm
checking something now.
I just think the newcomer... And M. Honcho, he's been out here.
Yeah, he's not a newcomer. I don't even think Honcho's a newcomer, to be honest.
I mean, with that said, I'm contradicting myself a little bit here because I would have said Dutchavelli would fit in the newcomer category.
Yeah.
But he's been out. He's got stuff out from like 5 years ago, bruv.
I don't think they can really give it Dutch at the minute with the current situation either. That would have been controversial.
Absolutely, that would have been controversial as hell. I would like to have seen Parsalu get it, you know?
That That's a good shout.
Parsley, he's a nominee, by the way. I didn't just pull that up. Like, I'm looking at the nominations now. But like, Loski's been doing this for years, man. Like, I wouldn't say Loski was a newcomer.
I think Parsley's probably one of the fairest shouts on there, you know.
Yeah, Parsley. Like, he's
my family, if the clubs were open, that's one of the biggest records to drop.
Yeah, Backroad G as well, you know. Backroad G's had a good year without things being really open.
True.
He has had a good one.
Parsley sounds like a BTEC J Huss.
Rob, so many people are making this comparison, man, and I think like
they're not in the same bag, obviously, but they definitely are. Like,
there's a lot of similarities.
Traits there, man. 100.
Well, they're both Gambian, aren't they? They're both from Gambia. They do have a very similar style as well. And did you see like when Frontline first went viral?
So they're a bit angry with it, innit? They're a bit angry with it.
How do you mean? You
know, like the way they put the way they bar. Like, they sound like they're a bit mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
My family. My family.
There's definitely some aggression there, definitely. Millions was a good shout for newcomer. And
then Millions, though.
Millions was a, yeah. I've always thought Millions sounds like if Chris Eubank Sr. was a rapper. That's how
he my days.
He would sound like Millions. But I like Millions. I'm a big fan of Millions. I like his voice. But he just reminds me of like Chris Eubank Sr.
Listen, it's Manny on the map, mate. H is coming.
Manny. No, H didn't put Manny on the map, bro.
What was that?
What?
Manny. What was that shocking attempt at a Manny?
Manny.
For
that's
Manny.
How H talks. That's how you talk, bro. You sound Manny. Like H. Manny.
I do not sound like H. He's from the other side.
Uh-oh. Beef now.
Nah, it's not a beef thing, bro. I'm like a chameleon. I can move through different ends.
Do you know what did upset me? Styler G wasn't nominated for Best Reggae Act.
That is stinking.
I feel like they really, really disrespected reggae and dancehall in the Mobos this year. Best gospel, reggae.
Did they do UK dancehall or was it just like an overall reggae category?
No, it was just reggae. It was just reggae. No okay. UK. Actually, who's Lila Ike, I think, is a Jamaican. I'm not really familiar.
What, so you're telling me Styler G did we get a nomination?
1 second.
That is a madness.
Yeah, so Lila Ike, I'm not really familiar with Lila Ike, but she was nominated. But everyone in the reggae act was Jamaican. But I feel like they definitely dropped the ball. They should have put Stylo in there. Alakai Harley should have been in there as well, in my humble opinion. And
no, I agree.
Dexter Dapps as well should have been in there, but he wasn't. But without a doubt, bro, like, Styler G should have been nominated, man. Look at what he's done in the last year. How can he get a tune drop with Nicki Minaj and Vybz Kartel? That was number one. It was the biggest dancehall record of last year. In Jamaica as well, I'm talking about.
It depends who's signing off these lists, isn't it? Because you know what it's like, bro. Sometimes it can be favouritism. Sometimes it can be people that are calling the list maybe aren't feeling Stylo. Like, it could be a combination of factors. Because for Stylo to be ignored is a travesty,
thing.
Mate.
Stylo's been vocal before about how the Mobos should have hailed him when they didn't. But he performed at this year's one.
Yeah, and his performance so he was
a
was
guest.
Lit.
He was a guest performer. It was sick, bruv. Like, the production behind it was incredible.
I feel like we're finally catching up to what the Americans have been doing for time.
How do you mean?
In regards to, like, them performances that were, like, music videos but performances. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We have took so long, bruv. Like, when I used to put the Brits on or the Mobos, so dry the performances, bro.
On a stage.
Like, nothing even against the artist, man, but like just on the stage with a mic, backup dancers, woo! Americans will be going full production, thing looking like a music video. I feel like Mobos definitely went down that route with this one and it just brought a completely different production value to it, man. It just made it way more engaging and better to watch. Yeah. I've not even seen it all yet either, to be fair. So
I didn't watch the whole show, but what I did see, I watched Stylo's performance, and I saw other bits, like Chunks and Maya just introducing a couple of other bits.
Oh, Maya is so fire, man. Fuck.
Maya is fire.
Yeah, peak, man.
But yeah, I think what the Mobos were probably forced to do this year, because they couldn't have a big venue with loads of tables and all the industry people in there, etc., etc., they were probably forced to spend the money on production. And they did that incredibly, man. I'll tell you another performance I saw was Miss Banks' performance.
Okay.
Bro, that girl is...
She's sick,
why,
man.
Is she not as like one of the biggest, highest rated stars? Like, I feel like...
I think it's her song choice.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I don't think it's reaching the wider market of people, man.
So who is it reaching then? Because people know about her. She's got fans. Who do you think it's reaching?
I don't
because
think
it's... I kind of agree. Like, the biggest one for me would that be was the one. Snack.
Snap was a banger.
That's the one for me that gets, out of all of Miss Banks' catalogue, that gets the best reaction in the clubs.
Yeah, 100.
And the girls love it, bruv. They love that song. So that one connected, but it's, you're right. I think like other songs just aren't.
A fan base isn't, it's not growing, in it. Or if it is, it looks like it's growing.
Do you know what it is? I feel like.
Little bit by bit.
I think you're right. I think she's not making the right songs, but then what are the right songs?
It depends what you want as an artist, innit? Like, if you want to hit a wider audience and be on like radio or whatever, then you've got to change the direction of music. Like, look at what, there was a conversation on Clubhouse the other day, we were talking about Stormzy saying his listenership now is nowhere near the same listenership that was with him when he blew, because...
Meaning the demographic.
In regards to like, and the music and the direction he's gone in.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Maybe Miss Banks just needs to do a little left or a right turn and try and tap into some different energies and generate an audience. But some people don't want to sell out. Do you know what I mean? Like, the stuff she's making is probably true to her sound. Well, that may be a reason why she's not hitting the bigger numbers.
Just had another one. We're missing out. Afrobeats talking with Nicky Summers.
I turned my notifications off. It was coming up every 2 minutes, man.
Yeah, I'm going to do that in a minute. I've got to silence it. We're missing out, bruv. We're in here chatting shit. Everyone's on Clubhouse having fun on a Friday night. But no. I think you're right. I think you're right. Like, maybe she needs to switch it up. One thing I've noticed about Miss Banks is she doesn't seem to have, not just about Miss Banks, actually, this can open up to a lot of artists that deem to be slept on. They have fans, but they don't have armies.
Okay.
When you look at Nicki Minaj, I dare you, put on Twitter 4 words, Nicki Minaj is shit. And see what happens to your Twitter. See what happens, bro.
Same with Beyonce and that, bruv. Like, these people...
Like, they have armies, bruv. Like, they really have armies of fans that as soon as something drops, that's it. The fans stream it and post it and share it and do all of other stuff. Like, and I feel like a lot, maybe this is something that's missing in the UK, apart from with the biggest.
No, I think stars. It's a different level of
stardom.
Fame, stardom, whatever you want to call it, success. I don't think our UK artists can compete on that level. Not yet.
But no, not on that level. But I mean, for example.
Because that's like Die Hard. That's like going back to MJ times where Man of Fating on the front row and that. Like, it's the same equivalent. They're just in a diehard digital format now. They're not at the front of the stage fainting and shit. Do you know what I mean?
No, but okay. So I feel like D-Block Europe have an army of fans.
Okay.
Not just a fan base. So D-Block Europe will post something and the fans will post it.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they will scream about it. They will defend Young Ads to the death on Twitter.
I wonder if it boils down to the relationship with your audience then. Like, I'm not fully tapped into Miss Bank's socials like that, so I don't know how she interacts with her following. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I don't know.
Some of these artists, like, you've got to be personable now. People buy into not just your music, they buy into you as a person and a character as well, innit? It's a combination of things. It's not just music anymore.
So I don't know. She's proper nice, Miss Banks. Like, she's not a dickhead.
She seems like a G, man.
She is
proper
cool.
You've met her, innit? Yeah.
I've interviewed her a few times now, and, like, she is proper cool.
All right, flex.
Come on, you know, DJ Double TV, youtube.com/DJ Double TV.
I'll be cutting that out. She was on. I've seen her on the rap game.
Oh, I haven't. You know what? That's another thing I've slept on. I haven't watched.
She was on the rap game as a guest judge, and like she came across really well, man. She's fire too. Boy.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd watched the rap game, by the way. Quick one. The second season was proper G. I'm not gonna lie. Was
it really good?
The levels were high, man. It surprised me. After the first one, I didn't know if they'd be able to do it again. Mm. The levels went up.
Yeah, don't tell me who won, because actually I'm going to check that out. But there's one artist that was on there that I think people, if you like rap, you should definitely check her out. And I've heard some of her stuff. Her new manager actually sent me this track a couple weeks ago to get some feedback on it. And it's Lady Ice. And she just dropped a record called No More Secrets.
That's a friend of mine, Lady Ice.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, man, local Manny girl. She's been about for a minute. She was on the first series.
Okay, but she's bro, she's had it rough. I didn't realize until this No More Secrets track comes out, and she talks about her life and
I didn't know about that either, man.
Mad. Have you heard the song No More Secrets?
Yeah. She reached out to me and was like, "Yo, this is my new thing," kind of thing, like putting herself out there, innit?
Because I know the lady that's just signed to manage her. So yeah, she sent me a little while ago before it came
Lady
out.
Lady Ice is cold, man. She's been doing a thing for way before rap game.
Really?
So yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
But she's sick, man. Like I rated that song and like, yeah, I like her. So I think
she's one of the many artists that just like she just keeps her head down. She knows who she is, what she's doing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She don't buy into the bullshit, mate. She's just on her mission.
Yeah,
do her
thing,
so I'm here for that.
Sick.
I'm here for that.
Wish her the best, man. Like, she's dope.
But yeah,
she's dope.
Miss Banks, make a radio banger. No joke. I'm joking.
Before we finish the Mobo conversation, the best producers categories were J5, 808 Mello, Sir Spyro, TSB, Steel Bangles, and M1 on the beat. I think Show and Prove should have been in there.
Yeah, but what, I don't even know what Show and Prove made this year.
Show and Prove has made millions of
even
songs
Fnatic,
this year.
Even Fnatics ain't on there.
Oh, yeah, shit.
And what is going
Fnatic,
on?
Where's Fnatic? Where's Beat Freaks? Like, yeah. Why, brother, that went completely over my head. Why were Fnatic not on the list for a MOBO?
Yeah, that's...
What is going on?
Probably because they keep their heads down same way, bro. But you know, Fnatic's alive. They keep their head down and get the work done.
I sound like a proper hater here, but really.
They were on rap game. They were on rap game as guest producers.
Yeah, I heard that. Cool. I heard about that actually. I saw Dro posted it on his Insta. I'm going to sound like a hater, and I don't mean to, but Sir Spyro has absolutely not made more progress this year in terms of beats than the Fnatic's.
I agree.
Again, looking back at Styler G's biggest song last year, produced by the Fnatic's.
Mm-hmm.
The other song before that, Yuzimi, that Styler put out, that went massive, that got Nicki Minaj's attention in the first place by Fnatic's. Like, massive. They made massive rhythms. Why were they not? I'm angry now, bruv. You pissed me off.
Yeah, I think... Who actually won? Was it 808 Mello?
No, I think it's J5. But again, Mello should have won. Look at
probably
what
had the biggest hits... I think
J5
is no. I think 808's had fucking some of the biggest hits of the year with the Pop Smoke stuff, innit?
Oh, bro! If we're talking about numbers, Pop Smoke's album went double platinum.
But then J5 made the whole of J Huss's album pretty much, and that's in the last 12 months. Right?
Yeah, not to mention majority of NSG's catalog as well. Yeah. J5,
and then like Location and shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, J5 is just way more musical with the production in my like. His production speaks to me more than any of the people on that list.
It's a very tough category to pick out one, because Steel Bangles did some incredible stuff. Although he obviously made it alongside Dot Rotten, they made it together. M1 on the beat did a lot with Drill, but MK the Plug did just as much with Drill, in my humble opinion.
There's so many like different genres under them production names. It's hard to put them against each other.
That is a tricky one. It's tricky to pick a winner, but there's definitely people that should have been on there. Yeah, I'm actually sad.
I think J5's a fair shout. You can't put them all in there, bro. Like you say, Fanatics ain't even on the list, bro.
No.
Which is mad.
Yeah, that is. It's mad. That is sad. It's very, very sad.
Throw my boy 2-4 in there, innit? He's had a weighty hit this summer.
Yeah, definitely.
Flipping heck. One of Giggs's biggest records. Flipping one of Popcorn's biggest records. Come on, mate.
Yeah, 2-4 is doing bits, man.
Where's the love for the ends?
Oh, shouts to Manga as well. I was actually disappointed Manga didn't win Best Grime.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's good to see some of these people getting acknowledged when they've never had shouts.
That's it. I'm glad he was nominated finally.
Manga's been consistently sick since forever, innit? But never gets the shouts in the awards and stuff, man. But he never stops though.
No, non-stop, bro. He works hard. Do you think they should have a best DJ category?
Nah. It'll just be the same shit, man. It'll just be whoever's on One Extra or Capital or whatever. Like, how do you monitor who the best DJ is, bro? Unless man are going around and checking out club nights, residencies, whatever. It's impossible to say. Even with club nights, like, if Mobo's fucking hell, if Jam would have defo won a Mobo, mate. 100%. The whole country was talking about it. Like, Tipsy would win a Mobo.
Yeah, facts.
But then DJ-wise, you can't monitor who... Well, half the best DJs are in the limelight. So how do you judge it? Do you know what I mean? It'll probably just go to who's the loudest on Radio 1 or who's... I mean, Westwood.
Semtex, well, he's right. Like, he's right. That's
not taking anything away from these DJs, by the way. Not taking anything away from them. But it's not a level playing field because...
It's a difficult one. It's something that's always irked me because, like, the best DJ category hasn't always been given to the best DJ.
No.
Like, there's people that have won in the past that I could spin, bro. I could spin them backwards off the decks. Like, but then it's like, well, okay, what are the factors coming into play now? Because there's certain people that have made massive moves more than I ever have. Do you know what I mean?
I think some of it goes down to popularity as well, bro.
Yeah, like,
it's not always about
a public vote as well.
It's not always about techers, is it? Like, if you're out there and a million people know who you are, and then you've got another DJ who's sick and would spin everyone, but doesn't have any kind of following and no one's even tapped into them, who's winning?
Mm. You know what I mean? I think, but that's the thing. For Mobos, best technical DJ would be a boring category that no one cares about. Who's going to vote for that? No one cares. But I feel like what they could have done is broken it down. Did they have best radio DJ? Because they had best online.
I know best... No Signal won something, didn't they? I think.
Did they?
I'm not sure. I think I've seen something on my timeline.
Best performance. Best media personality. There you go. That was... It was interesting to not see Charlie Slough on the list, to be honest.
This
best media personality.
This is what I'm saying.
I'd say he is a media personality. You know who else should have been on that list as well? Chucky. Chucky Online should have been the best media personality list, 100%.
Yeah, Chucky's. That's mad. That's definitely mad.
Should have been.
People pretend they can't see you, bro. Yeah. That's the thing. Everyone in the country knows what Chucky's doing. Everybody.
But again,
he's doing the Amazon stuff now with 4-4. He's doing his own podcast. He's doing In the Duffel with JD. He's doing the checkup with the artists.
Massive stuff, mate.
It's like, and he's doing that off his own back as well, which is fucking sick, by the way.
100%.
Because the big networks.
Self-managed as well.
That's what I mean. The big networks didn't take him, man. We've spoke to him about this with the One Extra stuff before. Yeah.
But yeah, I see some people that I can see they're on the lists because of who their managers are.
Yeah, 100.
I'm not going to call them out because I don't want to take away their... Like, this could be a massive moment for them, so that might take away their shine. But yeah, there's names that stand out to me and I'm like, absolutely not. There's absolutely no way you should be on there over other people. But it is what it is.
It's awards, innit, man? I don't really read into them too deep anymore.
I never usually do, but...
I don't even fully watch them. I just feel like this year, because of the year that it's been and people are still in lockdown, tier 3, whatever, more people are just taking notice of it, innit?
I think that's probably why I've invested a bit of time emotionally in these, because usually, bro, I don't even watch awards. I don't care about the Grammys. I don't care about the Brits. I don't care about, even to be honest, I don't care about the Rated Awards. I don't care about any of them awards.
The guy said, even to be honest, the Rated Awards is the one I care about the least, bro. They just made that shit up.
Well, yeah, but the
Awards. We could do an awards for DJs and just.
Nah, because actually Rated Awards, you have to rate the Rated Awards because of when they started, it was at a time when the Mobos were still doing bits, but not really. They were just selling the brand to ITV. They didn't even televise the Dancehall and Reggae Award. They took it off TV to get the award.
That is a complete mess.
Like, how can you talk about music of Black origin and you're not televising the reggae one, which is where majority of the popular Black music actually originated from, and you're not even televising it? But that was at the same time the Rated Awards was then created and it came out. So they filled the gap
for a couple of years, isn't it? Like the Mobos look like they're not messing around, man.
Oh no, definitely not. But yeah, I mean, like I used to care about the Rated Awards, but I think I've just kind of. I just went off. I've just never really massively been into award shows. There was a time in my life where I was desperate to be a Mobo winner. And at that time, I was miles away from even being nominated anyway. But it's one of those things. It's like a school kid wanting to win the FA Cup when I was a bedroom DJ wanting to win a Mobo.
The artists go off it, man. You see some artists don't deal with award shows and boycott. Yeah. Boycotting the Mobos and whatever. I guess it just depends what your aspirations are, innit?
Was Stormzy even nominated for anything? I don't think it was he?
I'm not sure, you know. He's been quiet. He didn't send for Chip. Don't deserve it.
Oh, Heavy, yeah, sorry. Heavy as the Head was nominated for Album of the Year. I was going to say, he dropped an album, man. Oh, and so he was nominated for Best Male Act and Album of the Year.
Okay.
Who won Best Male Act over Stormzy then? Heady won
Best Male Act.
Heady won Best Male Act.
Mad.
Nines. I was glad to see Nines get Crab in a Bucket for Album of the Year.
Yeah, that's a fair shout.
Well, this is where it gets weird though, but I think Heady One's album was better than Nines' album.
Not even close.
So, okay, Heady One's album has a huge replay factor. After lockdown, there's going to be...
So does Nines?
No, listen. After lockdown... Let me land.
Don't bring that Let Me Land shit to talk over.
I was about to say, let me
you
bring
land
this...
on the moon, mate.
Let me bring this Clubhouse phrase in because I've heard this more times than I've heard my own name this week. Let me land. Heady One's album has tracks on there which after lockdown will 100,000% go off in the club. 100%, bro.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. But when we're talking about a body of work, an album, we're not talking about what can get run in a club after lockdown.
No, but I'm talking about replayability.
I am not running Heady's album when I'm chilling in my living room in yard.
No, that's true. What, you playing Nines' back, though? Still playing Nines' album?
Nines' album is back to fun. Fire, bro. I think that's a proper album. It feels like an old album, innit? Like where all the tracks like fit as one piece. Do you know what I'm saying?
It does flow. But
it felt
like an album
from the 90s, man. The way it was put together. I'm here for all of that. Not where man just make 10 songs and throw it in any order, like mix and match. Oh, there you go. There's an album.
Yeah, I don't think they did that with Heady's, though.
No, I don't think they've done that with that album.
The arrangement on both albums was great, but okay, so maybe like what I'm saying when I say Heady One's album was better, I think Heady One's album is going to have a longer shelf life. And the reason for that is because it has a lot of radio-worthy club joints in there, whereas Nines has a couple, but not as many as Heady One. Nines is more of a rap fans album.
Yeah, that might.
Heady One's kind of goes across the genres really because it has. I know obviously the Nines has Airplane Mode with NSG.
I can't take. I don't see Heady as a rapper like that, man.
He's a drill artist, isn't it?
Like, that's what I'm saying. So like Nines can rap.
Oh yeah. Nines is sick. Nines is 10 times better than Heady One. Like. hugely.
We might have to agree to disagree on this one, mate. I wasn't even a massive fan of Heady's album. Two, three of the records had me, but I'm not really a driller, innit.
No. So this is the thing with Heady One's album.
I actually hate drill.
Heady One's album. It was good because, and I guess it took me off guard because it showed Heady One in so many more versatile ways. He's got proper open songs, like proper deep songs on there, and he's got drill songs on there. He's got the tune with AJ Tracy and Stormzy on there, which
the Mahalia joint
sick
as well is fire.
Yep. And he's got Princess Cuts with Young T and Bugsy, which is going to be a club joint. Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of stuff that I saw from Heady One that I didn't expect to hear.
That's fair.
So it took me... I expected to hear an album that I thought... that I expected to listen to it and be like, there's Heady One's album. It was okay. I'll never listen to it again, probably.
Yeah.
But what I actually heard was a solid body of work where I'm like, rah. One of these songs is my favourite song, like is one of my favourite songs for the year. Another song is gonna absolutely slap the clubs when we're out. There's another song that I've put into my playlist because I think it's amazing. And do you know what I mean? There's stuff that I'm like, and this is all Heady One. And I'm not even into him like that. Whereas listening to Nines' album, I'm a Nines fan. So I knew what to expect. There was no curveballs in there. It wasn't like, oh shit, I can't believe he did this. Everything that I heard, I expected.
I didn't really get that off Heady's album. Nothing really made me jump out of my seat, even though he's got a couple of hits.
Really? What? Ain't It Different? Ain't It Different's one of the best songs to come out of the UK this year, bro.
Yeah, Ain't It Different's hard, but...
I reckon you'll change your mind. When the club's open again, Princess Cuts in the club.
I'm not denying that, but I'm just... I look at... When I listen to an album, I'm not listening, yo, that might be a club banger. Like...
That's the first thing I listen to in albums, to be honest.
That's not, like... I want to hear a piece of art. You get me? Like if it's an album, mm-hmm. I don't care if it's got a couple less club bangers or whatever. Like it's how it sounds and how it fits. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, man. That Nines album felt like an old rap record.
Yeah.
So and that to me just made it solid. Heady's got a couple hits. He's got a couple hits for sure. Princess Cuts is gonna ring off.
Yeah,
if we ever
there's a bunch.
If we ever make it back into the clubs.
Bruv.
Well, yeah, it's preference, innit? I might just be a hater because I don't really like Heady that much. Maybe.
You know what it is?
Just personal opinion, innit?
No, not, but he's not for me. He's not. I think it's probably not. I have this as well. Yeah, it's not that I dislike Heady One, but he's just not very personable.
Yeah, he's not.
Bruv, he doesn't...
Because he doesn't give anything away.
This is the thing. His angry face and his happy face are exactly the same.
Yeah, like, that's true, actually.
There's no, like... If you look at him in the video, he should be having fun in the video, but it's...
That's his cool face, isn't it? Cool.
I think it's just his face, bruv. I think he just doesn't give off emotion through his face. Like, I don't know if he's broken or what, but
he's
like...
He's on the streets.
Possibly, but yeah, I mean, he'd be an amazing poker player, I reckon.
I mean,
but
I
think that's the thing.
You see, man, on an Emirates flight, ready to slap, man.
I think, didn't we cover this already?
Oh my days!
He didn't look ready to do anything, bruv. But anyway, so that wraps up the Mobos.
Excuse
Nines,
me.
Nines won best hip hop act as well.
There you go.
Let me check who he was up
against.
My
guy.
Who was he up against? Who was he up against?
I'm ordering a pizza, mate. That's what I'm doing.
Nines won best hip hop over Jay Huss, D Block Europe. I wouldn't class D Block Europe as hip hop. Crepton Conan.
No, definitely not.
Pot of Paper and Miss Banks. There we go. Miss Banks getting some love.
That's interesting.
I
won't even put Miss Banks in hip hop. I don't know where I would put Miss Banks.
She is a rapper, but you're right. I don't think she makes hip hop. Bro, that's a tricky one. It's a weird one. But there's people that are missing from that, definitely.
Interesting.
Yeah, there you go. The Mobos breakdown, ladies and gentlemen.
Quick ting.
Yes.
Quick ting.
We
had to jump in it.
Quick question then. Are you going to get vaccinated?
No, unless I get forced to.
Forced to? What, when they pin you down and then just...
No, if they say you can't work or you can't travel or whatever, unless you've had vaccination, then it kind of forces your hand on it.
No, I'm cool, mate. I just not work and not travel. See ya.
Do what then? End up homeless?
No.
Well, you're gonna run out of money, my fam.
No, I can sell drugs.
Okay.
I'm proper good at selling
drugs.
Maybe
you shouldn't say that on the podcast.
Proper good at selling drugs, mate.
Nah. I've already had it. I'll take my chances.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of this vaccination stuff. It is quite worrying that it might be a passport thing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if they force it where they say, oh, your career depends on if you get it or not, you can't go out, you can't travel, can't go to work, then...
Genuinely don't know how I feel. I feel so strongly about it that in terms of, I don't trust it, right?
That's how you get the BCG in school.
Bruv, I saw it...
Like, no one asked no questions about that.
Yeah, you know what? I probably wouldn't have got that.
I didn't get it. I skipped it. I wagged it.
Do you want me to read you an article that I got sent earlier today?
I've never had the BCG. I could die any day.
Check this article out here, right? Boom. Australia has become the first country to abandon a vaccine attempt, scrapping a $750 million project after the shot wrongly gave some people positive HIV test results.
What on earth?
So, like...
Yeah, I won't be touching it. If they roll it out, we'll see what the reaction is, innit? But yeah, I won't be touching any of that, because...
It's weird, isn't it? But I genuinely don't know how I feel in terms of... If they said, you are not allowed on an aeroplane if you don't take the vaccine, I'm probably going to look at, how do I get on a boat then? Like,
it'll be the same thing, bro. If you can't go on a plane, you won't be going on a boat either.
That genuinely might be the case. And I don't, at this stage, I think I would forfeit traveling to not take the vaccination, which sounds like a wild thing to say, but I just don't trust it, mate. I feel like, and it's very conspiracy led. Like it sounds like it's very conspiracy led, but I feel like something that the government forced down your throat, literally like this, in terms of all of the advertising, mm-hmm. all of the media coverage, everything you see everywhere is about this one specific thing. I don't think I trust it, bro.
What if they turn around and say, like, what they're trying to do with concerts and that, where you have to have where you should be vaccinated before you can enter, like, arenas and shit like that?
Cool. I'll watch it on Snapchat then. YouTube. Yeah, man. Instagram. Yeah. I'll watch it on everyone else's story. I didn't really go to too many concerts before anyway, because I was always working when there were good ones were on.
I'm just going to wait and see how this thing pans out, mate. I've not really thought about it too much, to be honest.
It is a mad one.
Everyone has something to say on social media, innit?
I think probably why our opinions differ on it as well, and why I feel so strongly about it, is because I'm a dad.
Yeah,
that makes sense. So I've got a decision to make, like, am I going to let my son be vaccinated without knowing what's in this? And it's like, these kind of thoughts lead you down all sorts of rabbit holes, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's fair. England have just made a hash of it, innit? I'm sick of even talking about it, man. I'm sick of thinking about it.
Yeah, sorry I brought it up.
I just thought I'd slap Matt Hancock in the face, mate.
You want to do what? Pause.
Slap Matt Hancock in the face.
Slap Matt with your what?
Hancock.
In the face.
Yep. he was on the news the other morning crying because the first old lady had the vaccination.
Yeah,
so and he was like putting on his fake tears.
Yeah,
I was like, you're crying, mate, because you made an absolute mess of everything.
Nah, bruv, you know what? These guys... Nah,
the pressure, mate, I know. I take that back, to be fair, because...
No, don't take it back. Pile it on even more. Bro, no, I was no, reading no, no, 50 no, that, billion bro. Pounds. 50 billion pounds went missing from the government. Like, 50 billion pounds has just been like, whoop, you ain't... See ya.
Bro, you trying to... I'm not... listen, yeah, they've made a mess of stuff, right? Fair enough, but... Them man are dealing with something that's never happened before.
Those guys are dealing with lining their mates' pockets, bro. That's what's going on.
Yeah, but
outside
of all that, though, like the decisions that the man have got to make, the pressure, bro, we'll never experience that kind of pressure in life at all, ever. Them man have got a whole country to think about. Obviously, they've made bare mistakes, whatever they're doing with finances and money and whatever, but when it boils down to it, them man have got to do different level decisions, mate. I reckon my man was crying on the news the other morning thinking, bloody hell, this could be the end. I can breathe again.
No, this lot are under pressure, mate. But anyway, that's an episode that we can do, and we can call it the political one.
No, let's not do it, man. Let's just go back to talking to DJs for next week.
let's do a clubhouse episode and talk to DJs.
Yeah, man. It's a shout.
All right, I've quite enjoyed just jumping on and doing a freestyle project, you know.
Freestyle
Friday. This might be a thing.
No. Nah, I'm only joking. I mean,
it might have to be if they say you've got to get vaccinated to go in the clubs. This is where I'm going to be every Friday.
I'll inject it, mate.
Stylist will take it in the eyeballs.
I will take it in the bum.
Pause. Ultra mega pause.
I'm not bothered.
I'm just going to clip that one bit out.
Hit me with the vaccine, mate.
Stylist wants it in the bum.
It's hard. It's hard. Right, I'm going to get a pizza because I'm starving. I've not had anything to eat. It's 20 to 11. I'm going to be here all night. I'm going to order a big frigging hench vegetarian pizza from Domino's, Papa John's.
Get the vegan one, man.
I might even get some chicken bites.
That is not vegan.
I'm not a vegan, bro.
What a fantastic episode. You know, I've really enjoyed this episode, actually.
This is going to be one of the least listened to episodes we've done. These two are chatting shit.
Who are these dickheads? It's our podcast,
and we can talk about what we want.
This episode is going to either gain us loads and loads of subscribers or lose us half of the ones that we already have, if they've even listened this far through. They probably stopped an hour ago.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, Stylist stopped listening 5 minutes ago anyway.
Sorry, man. I'm starving, bruv.
It's all good, mate.
I feel like we've spoke about everything to do with DJing, but we've not been in a club since March. So, like, I just get a little bit stressed. Like, that's why when we talk to other DJs, the conversation is wide open. But me and you, bro, we don't need to do this.
Yeah.
We don't need to do this. Like,
there's no need. Stylist has lost the will.
We tried to talk with Donch the other day. It lasted 10 minutes, and Donch's internet is worse than doubles in his worst times. So
I resent that comment. My internet, and I'll have you know, I upgraded my internet this week to 200.
No, I said Donch's is worse than yours when you was in your worst...
Oh, okay. I missed that bit. I've just upgraded. I've got 200 meg download speed now. So
yeah, but it's 20 meg upload.
20 meg upload, mate. You can't chat to me now. The video is going to be moving.
Is that all you've got? 20 meg?
Oh, whatever, bruv. Don't try it. 4 meg.
Mine's 50.
Talk about it. Look, tell me about your internet at home.
50, cuz.
What's your internet at home saying?
Airtime.
All right, go and get your pizza, man. We need to go.
Yeah, man.
Pizza time. Hashtag TalkOverPodClark.
I knew Double was going to do this.
What?
Hashtag TalkOverPodClark. TalkOverPod on the socials.
Yes. YouTube as well. If you like to see our pretty faces and you want to see part of the kitchen, if you're an early listener,
I like this location here.
I like what you've got as your background.
I got my two bapes, my custom bape paintings.
You know what you should do with those LED
my
lights.
My turntables
though?
Are here.
Put the lights behind the foam.
I've got a big 45 inch on the wall there. Jeez.
Pause.
That is not a pause. Stop begging it.
You need to fit them LED lights behind the foam. It'll look better. Anyway, this has been a really random but very enjoyable
episode of
the Talk Over Podclark.
Jeez.
I've liked this one. So, you know what to do? Stylist and Double. Stylo. Yeah, sorry, Stylo and Double.
It's all right, mate. Everyone still calls me Stylist Buff. It's fine. I don't care.
Everyone just ignores the whole brand change.
I didn't do it for anybody else, so I don't care.
Do it for yourself, mate. You do that.
I did it for the gram. Right, we're gone.
See ya.
Suburb.
The end.